Hello, this is Billy Brim, and I'm back here at Looking at Current Events in the Light of Bible Prophecy on our webcast. I hope you've been keeping up with me on the radio because through the wonders of technology and the miracle of I'm able to use it, I've been able to take this little recorder and make radio tapes and send them back. And while I was in Australia just recently, I sent those back and we posted them on the web as we watch the world. Now, I've just finished a letter which is going to be posted too on you about my trip because I left my home on March 27. I went to Israel for 5 weeks. I came home for 1 week. I went back to Australia for 3 weeks. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth." Now, those people that he was talking to, they could recognize three of those place names: Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, but they had no idea that there was even an uttermost part of the earth, and if there were, how far out it is. But Jesus knew. He knew exactly where it was, and he knew what lands made it up. And the lands that made up the uttermost part of the earth were Australia, New Zealand, and those South Sea Islands, South Pacific Islands. So we, in one trip, it was amazing to me, I had to pinch myself when I thought about it, in one trip, we got to witness for the Lord in every one of those places he spoke about. Now, first off, I want to go back a little bit to watching the fig tree. And Condoleezza Rice, Shelley and I landed in Israel in March 27. Condoleezza Rice arrived in the land just about the same time. If you read my blogs, or if you read them, and they are posted on our webpage, www.billybrim.org, that's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. My blogs from Israel are posted on the webpage, and you can see by reading them how distressing it was for me to watch Condoleezza Rice wield a heavy hand over God's prophetic nation in the name of my own dear nation. The U.S. State Department demanded new maps be drawn of Israel's borders. These maps were to include the major portion of the West Bank being given to the Palestinians. Jerusalem was to be divided. The documents were to be known as, quote, shelf documents, that's S-H-E-L-F, shelf documents, to be taken off the shelf when the U.S. decided it was politically advantageous to do so. Of course, I thought of all the prophecies concerning nations that heavy hand Jerusalem and Israel, and particularly Joel 3, 1 and 2. Here is how the passage reads in the Holy Scriptures, the Jerusalem Bible, Corum Publishers, in Jerusalem. "For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring back the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem," that's Judah and Jerusalem, "I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Jehovah shall judge, and will enter into judgment with them there for my people and for my heritage, Yisrael, whom they have scattered among the nations and have divided up my land." Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert met with Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas to draw up new borders for Israel. Olmert also secretly negotiated with Syria's Assad to give away the Golan. When it looked like Israel's unpopular prime minister could not be unseated despite a public outcry, something happened. I believe it was the Lord's doing. It came out just as the 60th anniversary of the rebirth of the State of Israel in mid-May. Israel's top courts issued a gag order so newspaper headlines would not carry the story during birthday celebrations. But the story soon broke. Olmert, it is believed, cannot survive allegations of corruption against him. It looks to me like God has saved the nation again. this time from its political leader and the plans of powerful nations who so ignorantly and ill-advisedly, quote-unquote, help, with a question mark, Israel. Today, I went online. They've run an election. Omer is conceding a little bit. He is saying, well, we can have new elections in our parties. As it is in Israel, you vote for the party. Omer is the leader of the Likud, excuse me, the Kadima Party. The Kadima Party broke away from the Likud under Sharon. And the head of it has been Omer. So he has conceded that his party can have new elections and they can vote for a new leader. Today, and I'm posting this up on June 12th, he says, and I'm reading this from Arutz Sheva, that's a good source for your news, Arutzsheva. Survey on elections, the sooner the better. Only a small minority of the public thinks that the Knesset should not call for new elections. Very soon. Among Kadima voters, a plurality of 36% wants new elections as soon as possible. Omer is out. Praise the Lord. Now, this article, June 12, 2008, Hamas. Remember, they have taken over Gaza? Terrible mistake, bad mistake. Everybody knew it, but the politicians, it seems. Hamas pounds Israel with missiles, rockets, mortars, suicide bombers all day Thursday. I'm giving you this on Thursday. Under cover of a barrage of more than 50 missiles, mortars, and rockets, Hamas made three attempts to breach the Gaza border fence for major suicide bombings. That's suicide bombings, in addition to the rockets they're firing. The last one was late Thursday, June 12. Now, folks, they try to get these suicide bombers through checkpoints. When Condoleezza Rice went to Israel, she tried to get Israel to shut down 51 checkpoints. They stopped three major suicide bombings. One was, they sent a bulldozer to ram Nativ HaAsara, a bomb car to crash the border fence, and gunmen on foot to blow up the Eretz crossing. Israel ground and air units foiled all three attempts. Israeli locations from Ashkelon in the north down to Sadat and down to the south, they were struck by 20 missiles, one Grad rocket, and more than 35 mortar shells. A woman was killed at Kibbutz Yad Mordechai. Sirens warned people under attack to stay indoors as fire blazed and explosions erupted. The first Hamas attempt to blow up Israeli military guard posts at the Eretz crossing was mounted early Thursday, that's today, as the Israeli Defense Ministry's political coordinator traveled to Cairo to hand over Israel's acceptance of the Egyptian plan for a truce in Gaza. In other words, Israel's making a trip down to Egypt to accept a truce plan, and they're getting bombarded today by the Hamas. They were intercepted, and at least one was killed by Israeli ground and air fire. Wednesday, Israel's security cabinet approved the decision by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Defense Minister Ehud Barak to accept a ceasefire with Hamas called a lull, instead of launching the large-scale military operation needed to finally relieve southwestern Israel of daily Palestinian missile, rocket, and mortar attacks. Hamas greeted that decision with the heaviest Palestinian barrage in months. The population is preparing further protest action, accusing the Olmert government of cowardice, sacrificing their security for self-serving political ends, and risking the loss of the Negev, the southern half of Israel. Folks, we're going to continue watching the fig tree because Jesus told us to, and I'm telling you there are signs of his coming. I am going to begin a series on the signs of his coming. We're going to do on the radio, and they'll be posted on the net. We are going to do a great in-depth look at the biblical signs of the coming of Jesus. Now, I want to talk to you about the sign of the weather. It says in Matthew 24, Jesus, when asked about the sign of his coming, said in verse 7, "Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places." While I was gone all those weeks, at my home, in my area where I live, they received record rains. The access road to my house became part of Table Rock Lake. I had already moved out to Prayer Mountain. My house did not flood. It sits atop a high hill, but the road to it disappeared. This was nothing in comparison to the cyclone in Burma and the earthquake in China. In a roundabout way, I can give you a witness of both, which I received. First, Pastor John Brown in Melbourne has long ministered in Burma. They helped establish a church and a Bible school there. He eventually, while I was in Australia, reached his people in Burma. They were not directly hit. However, there's the extreme food shortage and water shortage. They're in a bad way, and you can listen to them on my webpage. I have the date here for you. It's in our radio posting May 26 and 27. Also in China, our travel agent figured out that we could save a lot of money if I would stop in Hong Kong. When I flew out of Perth on the way back, if I was overnight in Hong Kong, we could save a lot of money. While I was in Hong Kong that night, I watched some TV from my hotel room, and I watched the channel called TV China. They did a documentary on the earthquake. The devastation they showed, which was much more than we saw at home, was unimaginable. I was really impressed with the Chinese rescuers' evident respect of life. While I was there, all these things were happening at home. I checked this morning. There is a terrible flooding coming down from Iowa in the north, and Mississippi River may have to be closed in some spots. A tragedy happened when a tornado struck in Iowa, a Boy Scout camp, and four scouts were killed. A tornado also struck in Kansas, and two were killed. Everywhere we're hearing this is the most, this is the record, this is the most outstanding. Of course, thinking about China, and I have hit this before for you, but I want to give it to you again. I want you to be able to go to Choices for Living, that's C-H-O-I-C-E-S, choicesforliving.com, and bring up Angels Heard Singing. This is a website that is posted by Jim Bramlett, who's a retired Army officer. He worked for CBN, Pat Robertson. He worked for Dr. Bill Bright. And he has four accounts of angels and their songs. You'll want to read about the Shandong miracle. And I'm going to read you some words that came in this Chinese song sung by angels. You can hear it yourself. The famine is becoming more and more critical. There are more and more earthquakes. The situation is becoming more and more sinister. People are fighting against each other, nation against nation. Disasters are more and more severe. The end is near. The revelation of love has been manifested. Rise up, rescue souls. The end is near. Rise up, rescue souls. Verse 2. The whole environment is deteriorating. Disasters are more and more severe. People's hearts are wicked and they do not worship the true God. Disasters are more and more severe. Verse 3. Floods and droughts are more and more frequent. There is more and more homosexuality and incurable disease. Disasters are more and more severe. Verse 4. The climates are becoming more and more abnormal. The earth is more and more restless. The skies have been broken. The atmosphere is distorted. Disasters are more and more severe. You want to know what I think's happening? I think that's happening right there. You'll want to go online and listen to that. And be sure to listen to our radio broadcast this week when we talk about the great move of God, sign of His coming. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you from Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. And don't forget, we are online at billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. And I'm saying, Shalom, Shalom.